First they came for Stormzy, and I said nothing because, well, you know, ephemeral art, isn't it? Then they came for David Attenborough, and, well, that's when stuff got serious. Murals from the Artist Collective subset, including massive portraits of grime stars and eco-heroes, have been one of the most visible additions to Irish streets in recent years, both in commissioned work and what we will for the moment call uncommissioned. Dublin City Council recently took legal action over some of the collective's works, seeking orders for their removal under planning regulations. But this is just the latest in a constant to-ing and fro-ing between authorities and street artists in Ireland and beyond. This time on Culture File, Louis Scully talks to members of the Artist Collective subset about the struggles of street art.
We're an artist collective using the mediums of large format artwork, design, photography, film, sculpture, installation, curation. We work with Dublin City Council. We have done on several projects, so Bushy Park, Herbert Park, both very successful projects from the perspective of, you know, both sides came away satisfied with what we had done and the public seemed to like it too. So that's how we envision it working all the time. And in both of those cases, we had brought the projects to the council and said, this is what we want to do, this is how we want to do it. They were satisfied and they let us do it. Now, we asked permission because it was their property, so we're not going to just rock up and paint someone's property without permission. But as far as the actual involvement of Dublin City Council, not the people we were dealing with, they were incredibly helpful there. Like, really nice people to work with, delighted. Hopefully we'll continue to work together in the future. But, you know, it's not exactly facilitation. And then that's why I suppose we felt a little bit restricted with our city council. There's so much bureaucracy, red tape, hurdles, obstacles that are put in the path of people who are trying to do something different. We've put forward frameworks for license agreements. We've obviously painted without planning permission. We've, in some instances, painted with planning permission. In some instances, we've painted in collaboration with City Council. So, like, we feel we've tried a lot of the different available options at the moment. And still, even after all of that, you don't know what the answer is. But one thing we do know is, from looking at other countries, other cities, is that there's a better dialogue and there's more respect. You know, people are always telling us you should go to different cities, it would work really well if you're there, you'd blow up and you'd be successful and so on. But we just want to ensure that the fruits of our labour are for Ireland first and foremost. That's a pretty important thing to all of us. The council, they posted a photo of the artwork and then the next day they sent us a letter asking us to take it down.
Well, we received a letter the next day, so yeah, we were probably both hot and depressed at the exact same time.
But different departments, you know, like, no, the person who was responsible for the social media account is obviously just trying to communicate the interest and stuff around the city, and that's fair, so, like, no issue or anything, but it just shows that. Well, to me, what it shows most is just again, the complications of the situation. You know, people's hands just being tied.
I'm not sure where to go with the hands being tied.
Yeah, but it's hands... No, well, I was about to say, it's hands being tied, but no real motivation to untie them. There is actually very little they can do in the way of changing things. It has to go up the chain of command. But it seems, based on our experience, that chain of command is unwilling due to the fact that they consider, and arguably in most cases it would be correct, they have more important things to deal with. And that actually kind of hits the nail on the head for us, because we're like, yeah, you're right, this isn't that important, therefore it doesn't need to be approached in such a rigid and dogmatic fashion. We use the Planning and Development Act to govern large format artwork, which is to us just not suitable for the medium that we're talking about. And because there's nothing else, it's sort of just grouped in under the one thing. How are you supposed to work in those conditions? What we're trying to do and how we're trying to go about it, it's a difficult game to play. it's like, we don't even care necessarily if the minister does anything. We're just going to be doing what we're doing anyway. But we prefer not to have to deal with the backlash as a result of doing that, because we feel the backlash isn't warranted. And we're not asking for a license or carte blanche for us to do whatever we want, whenever we want to do it. Of course, you have to be respectful of everyone else in the city. And we feel that based on the quantity of time we've been doing this and our motivation behind it, that we're at least a decent judge of what should and shouldn't be done. And therefore, that's enough for us. That's our legislation, that's our governing, or governance on it, is ourselves. You know, obviously that's not agreeable to a lot of people, and people will hear that and say, who do they think they are? But that is who we are.
Louis Scully there, talking to members of the Artists Collective subset about the unfinished struggle of street art.